Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. M.R., Number 979. More Counsel to Frederick Griggs. Men plan after their own selfish methods. Over and over again, God has given messages of reproof in His Word, but they disregard the Word if by so doing they can obtain an advantage over others. That which is common and forbidden is brought into the work. God says, "I hate robbery for burnt offering." Isaiah 61, verse 8. The Lord will work for those who are pure in heart. The pure in heart shall see God. Matthew 5, verse 8. And they will see in Him no corrupting principles. When all selfishness and covetousness is cleansed from the church and from our institutions, we shall see the Lord in His ways and in His works, and great good will be done. His righteousness will go before us. It is Christ, our righteousness, who leads the way for our feet in the path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in. If we are worked by the Holy Spirit, we shall seek for the conversion of souls. Everything possible should be done to draw them to Christ, by religious instruction, by a right training in the home and school life. Everything that will prove a hindrance to their conversion should be kept from them. Instruction is needed. The fullest education should be obtained. The character must be formed for the future eternal life, if we would be conquerors over the difficulties which all must meet. Christ died for them, the youth, that they might have every opportunity of becoming partakers of the divine nature. Every youth should be properly instructed, for this means a great deal. Will they perpetuate the attributes of character received? The will of one is not to be violently forced by the will of another. The love of God in the heart of the teacher is valuable in the home, in the church, and in schoolwork in all its lines. The work is to be entered into with earnestness. The children and youth are to understand that their rule of action is the Word of God and not human inventions. There must be obedience to what God has enjoined. An instructor is not prepared to mold minds or fashion characters unless Christ is abiding in his heart, unless he is learning Christ's ways and walking in his footsteps. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 31, 1983.